Mark W. Sanchez, who covers the Giants and other sports for KMBR.com, is in L.A. Mark, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Marty. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous here. I hope to cut out to wearing some sunscreen because the sun is very hot. It looks great. It's just, you know, so sad that no one else can really see this. The fans can't be here, but it's a gorgeous day for baseball.
Well, you were there last night for Samardzija, and we've gotten the report on Twitter that you guys have tweeted out, the shoulder impingement. Do you want to comment on that?
Shoulder impingement, which can mean a lot of things. He's going to get an MRI this afternoon, which is really going to decide, you know, if we see Jeff Samardzija as a Giant again. Look, it's the same type of injury that shut down in 2018 before last year's comeback year. He has not looked quite like himself. I mean, obviously, he hasn't been throwing his splitter with his blister, but also just his velocity has been a bit down where, you know, it's more down every year, but last year's fastball was about 92. This year, it's about 90.5, I believe it's at. So you wonder if there's something up. But Kapler did not want to say too much before he gets the results of the MRI, which they'll have in a couple hours, but it's serious cause for concern at this point.
Yeah, I think so. What else did Kapler cover in his Zoom press conference today? Anything of note?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, Trevor Cahill, who is a pretty clear option to replace Samardzija in the rotation. He threw yesterday in Sacramento. He threw three innings. Then Kapler said about 40 pitches and looked about the best that they have seen him, is the report that Kapler got. I mean, he's only stretched out to 40 pitches. So, you know, you figure 50, 55 is next time out. But that was a start that directly coincided with Samardzija's start. So you wonder if we'll see maybe four innings of Cahill the next time out when, you know, Samardzija would be going. The other real significant thing I saw from Kapler is this is the third straight game that Brandon Crawford is not in the lineup. This is the third straight lefty they're facing. And when Kapler was asked about it, I was sort of expecting him to say, you know, I'm giving him a break. Gets good lefties, you know, we don't want, you know, we want his head all right and things like that. Instead, he was pretty direct and said, we want the best lineup that is going to go out there every single day. And he said, you know, we cannot take Donovan Solano's bat out of the lineup at this point, really, against any lefty or righty. He's got to be in there, which in effect means that at shortstop, they've got a platoon going. You know, he would not use that word, but if Crawford is not going to see lefties, that's a pretty significant development for, you know, one of the longtime Giants here.
Well, he hasn't driven in a run or doesn't have an extra base hit yet, and this is game 15. So I think going into this truncated season, I think we sort of saw this coming, and I think Crawford understood it. He opened up his stance. He's doing everything he can. It's just he doesn't have the results, and they're still developing and trying to win at the same time. And that brings me to this question, and that is I just sort of got into this afternoon. You know, the second wild card thing is really interesting. The West hasn't, thank God, hasn't had any COVID issues. The Central has with the Cardinals. The East has with the Marlins. And when you look at the amount of losses that these other teams have, the Giants are right there with everybody, even at 6-9. There's really no reason to panic yet.
Right. I think we have to sort of readjust how we usually look at the baseball season and the baseball calendar. And even the teams, you look at the Cardinals, and they're going to have to play how many doubleheaders, you know, in the next couple of weeks just to try to squeeze in as many games as they can. And, you know, they're already off to a rough start because of the amount of games they've missed. And when you're trying to play game after game after game and your pitchers are getting tired and your everyday position players are exhausted, that does not lend itself to good baseball. So you're right. As much as they talk about the future and progress, and at the same time they want to win every game, it's really set up that things really have to go wrong for the Giants not to be in the playoff picture, which is pretty stunning when you think about it.
Well, and what does it do to Pence and Sandoval and people like that? Because they're hanging on, and, you know, you want that good veteran at bat late in the game. You know, he hit for Slater with Dickerson last night and got Yastrzemski the two against the two. In there, unfortunately, against a lefty, but it does make a difference in the season.
Absolutely. You can't just hold on to these guys for, you know, nostalgic reasons. you know, they're not drawing any fans anyway, if you want to look at it that way. You can't just keep putting out Sandoval. You can't just keep putting out Pence if they're not hitting. They have seen better things from Sandoval. He is, in the past week or so, you know, when it sort of became an option of when they're going to cut down the roster, if he was going to make it, they saw some real signs leading up to that that said his breakout is coming, and it really has. I mean, quietly, but he's hit better. They have not seen those signs from Pence yet. He's back in there today against the lefty, against Kershaw. He was not in there yesterday, which I was curious about, because if he's not playing against the lefty, even with the DH, then there's not a reason for him to be on the team. So I think the next week or so is going to be important, and a day like today, because they brought him in to hit lefties, and if he can hit Kershaw, then that's a way to stay on the roster.
Well, the rotation is, I mean, Cueto has been acceptable, I think. Samardzija is now out. You've got Logan Webb, I thought was, once he got the lead in Colorado, I thought he was a different pitcher. Gausman, you know, a lot of strikeouts, gets a little bit of a lot of the plate, I must say, but the arm is there. And Tyler Anderson, I thought, pitched extremely well. So now maybe Cahill could be the next guy in the rotation. Or you could go to Sam Selman and open up with him for a couple of innings.
Right. They've got a whole lot of former starters in their bullpen. When you look at Selman, Enrico Garcia, I mean, even Connor Menez, you know, you could put him out there for three innings
terrific.
And start again, for sure. They, I think, are pretty happy, all in all, with what they've gotten from the rotation, at least in terms of results in the short burst. But, you know, through how many games this year, they don't yet have a quality start. They don't have a guy who's gone six innings, which is just stunning. This is by design. They are trying to build up as slow as possible to avoid an injury like the one that just struck. So, yes, they are happy with what they got. Logan Webb has looked great. Tyler Anderson, about as impressive as any starter, I think, the other day. But at some point, you're going to say, you know, we need six or seven innings from these guys, you know, no runs, one run to keep us in the game, because with such an inexperienced bullpen, you know, you rely on them, but you can't rely on them for five innings a game with this unit as it is right now.
Boy, the Dodgers, they hit a lot of pop-ups off Samardzija. They can't wait to get under that ball and launch it. That is all that. They live for that.
Yeah, and Kike Hernandez did not want to take first base. He was so desperate. He was so desperate to get back in the batter's box to swing off of him, which is about as damning an indictment as you can about the hitters off Samardzija, because, you know, they could get under the pitch and just watch it go. They didn't even need to get all of it. You know, the ball is traveling well this year, and Samardzija's pitches don't have the velocity, and they didn't have the cut that they usually had, and he didn't have the splitter. When the other team doesn't want to take first so that they can keep swinging off of you, that looks awfully bad. And it's, you know, he's got an excuse. He said he couldn't get his arm ready, which I'm sure it's legitimate, but it sure looked poor yesterday.
Yeah, did Kapler comment on that at all?
Well, he said that after the game that Samardzija said, you know, he couldn't get loose, and that was part of it. In terms of the actual Kike Hernandez incident, Samardzija was asked about it and sort of just shrugged and was like, yeah, I've seen it happen before. You know, he wants to be honest. That's a good quality to have in people, which sort of made me laugh. But he clearly did not want to talk too much about it. I think there is some embarrassment there, and for just reasons.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the game. You're there, and I commend you for how hard you've been working. Just stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Tonight it's Cueto, game 300 in his career, 300 start, against Kershaw on a Saturday night in L.A. with Mark W. Sanchez and about 4,500 cutouts. So I like it.
No one works harder than you, Marty. Thank you so much.
All right. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. This would be interesting. Thanks, Mark. Have a good night.
For sure. You too.
Okay. All right. Bruce Jenkins next, right here on the Sports Leader.